concluding remark. We have the floor, madam.
Thank you very much again, Mr. Vice President, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates. Thank you for joining us today. We heard very clearly from the National Nuclear Commission of the Marshall Islands, from Marshallese civil society, about the different ways that human rights continue to be seriously affected by the legacy of nuclear testing. We also very clearly heard, including from some delegates, that the nuclear legacy is not a matter behind us, but very much before us, with pressing and unresolved questions that demand our collective attention. Our report emphasized that, and I quote, nuclear testing and its impacts should be assessed against applicable human rights obligations pertaining to states involved, and also that the international community does indeed have a role in addressing these legacies in the Marshall Islands, but also more generally. And in this regard, there were a couple of questions from the floor regarding the potential role of the international community. The report makes very specific recommendations, again, from some of the more general actions relating to enhancing international cooperation and technical support to address nuclear legacies, and I think we have some good ideas about what that could be, to advancing efforts to stop the testing and use of nuclear weapons, and then specifically perhaps preserving and making accessible the historical record, aiding in this effort to include declassification, to support educational initiatives, to support access to healthcare, as well as the monitoring of testing sites and potentially affected persons. So I think there are some ideas in the report. There was also a question about the office's contribution more generally to the discussion of the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. This is very much a central underpinning of our new office management plan, where we have committed to advancing environmental action grounded in human rights as a strategic priority. We are and will continue to work with states and stakeholders to advance this right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment at all levels of governance, from the global to the local. Addressing the manifold human rights impacts of nuclear testing will require a complex and sustained effort by people, by states, and by the international community. And it is for this reason that the application of a transitional justice approach is so appropriate. The tenets of truth, justice, reparation, the guarantees of non-repetition, these are not abstract ideals or concepts. They are essential elements, as you see before you now, in the Marshall Islands' efforts to confront its nuclear legacy. The National Nuclear Commission has already taken tangible steps through its nuclear justice strategy, seeking to address the profound and lasting impacts of nuclear testing. This office strongly recommends that the Marshall Islands continues to pursue this strategy with the whole of government approach. However, this enormous responsibility should not rest on their shoulders alone. Hand in hand, the United States, the rest of the Pacific Islands, certainly, but more importantly, the entire global community must, in a manner culturally relevant to the Marshallese, support these transitional justice efforts as well. The Marshallese are not only victims of the nuclear legacy, they are champions in addressing it. As we close today, let us remember that we must continue to stand with them and others also affected by similar nuclear legacies. Stand in full solidarity with these efforts and stand also through meaningful action.